your voice is cracking, cracking like a, like a, like a horny 12-year-old who got caught with his middle school buddy in the middle of an okra field.
Ooh. Substitute okra for a peach orchard. That, I've had that story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many people have sampled.
It's a lovely summer afternoon.
Yeah, your peach has been sampled many a times.
Maybe.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Games presenting. Love is blind.
Y'all,
this is 90 Day Gays presents Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Oh, I hope y'all enjoyed the theme song, because I just forgot about that. We haven't done it yet.
I got to do that.
By tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. We'll find something to do. It may just me be going, Love is Blind, y'all.
Boy, your voice is going away.
Yeah, help. You're always seeing the glass half full.
Y'all, if you've been with us, figuring out this motherfucking Discord
we're
thing.
We're dealing with Discord
has
right now.
Destroyed
it has put me in Discord.
That's why it's called. Anyway, y'all, we're not using Discord anymore. Fuck it. We're using Crowdcast.
We're using Crowdcast, which is a better word, I believe.
It's through your Patreon.
Crowdcast.
It's directly through your Patreon. You'll get an email from Crowdcast with the link
Crowdcast.
Of the show.
Crowdcast.
For Friday, so you can be part of the live chat. And we're going to see how that goes.
Because it makes you feel like you're part of the crowd. Crowdcast. Not Discord, which sows bad things.
Discord can suck
my
hole.
They can suck my dick, and it's not even pleasant.
Oh, and we canceled it, and then we told them not to cancel it. And now I've got to email them again and say cancel it.
It's true. Y'all, we pissed off Discord. They're like, God, I hate fucking queers.
Hey, Siri, remind me in 1 hour, cancel Discord.
Just a moment. Okay, your reminder is set for tonight.
Thank you,
Siri. It's like,
Siri.
Really? Again, bitch?
Siri knew to listen to me that time. Y'all.
Let's talk about Love is Blind.
You're either angry at us right now or you're thrilled that we got you in this fucking show.
I like it how someone put on their Facebook in the Sissy Squad saying, well, guess my children aren't going to have clean clothes this week.
Clean underwear this week.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. And someone just said, I sat in my bathtub for 5 hours and watched this. I was like, I bet your skin
is
wrinkled.
It is so addictive.
It is addictive. Yeah. Let's jump in. We're going to...
And it's not the hosts, y'all. Let's just say this right away.
Nick Lachey didn't even show up for this one.
No. He let his hologram of his wife do it.
It's true. She just like wiggled her synergy. She's, you know what? She's not even as entertaining as Jen.
No. So, y'all, we are now in Cancun.
Cancun.
The place where a lot of babies are made and then Plan B'd.
It's true.
I mean, they must have a whole separate stock there.
Well, pharmacias are free there.
Oh, that's true.
You just walk right in to Canadian or to
Plan B.
Yeah, to Cancun Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm. To Cancun
Rite
Aid.
Rita Aida.
Rita Aida. Rita Aida.
Aida. I don't know. ¿Cómo se dice Rite Aid in Spanish? Let me know. I like that. One time we were talking about something in French, and they're like, Matt, ¿cómo se dice?
And
not
he'll
French.
Never be able to do it.
And I was like,
it's comment dit donc. Yeah, how do I say?
Nope. I'm
you'll
not
going to
remember that.
Do it. Anyway.
Let's talk about, should we talk about our first?
Kenny and Kelly. Y'all, I like both of these two, but the problem
I
is
do.
Here. They're kind of like when you decide to order oatmeal at a restaurant. It's going to be kind of what you expect. It's not a nice... Or like when you go to Starbucks and you need to get one of their sandwiches. You're not looking forward to it.
Unless
you're kind of like, okay.
Unless you get that Southern chicken biscuit.
They're always fucking out of them when I get there.
Boy, order it a lot, do you?
No, they never have them. I've never had one.
They were out twice.
There we go.
And you've had one. I've gotten you one.
Oh, that's true. Kind of like Seattle's best coffee. It's not the best.
It's not the best.
It'll do the trick.
It'll do the trick. You know what? I kind of agree with you. However, Kenny is starting to get hot to me.
He is a little bit.
He is getting hotter and hotter.
He's not a smart man.
Oh, I don't think he's an idiot.
No, I don't think he is either. But, like, there's nothing about him that's interesting.
Y'all.
I like Kelly a lot more, though.
Their storyline is, because they keep talking about it, they like to kiss. I've never heard anybody talk about kissing so much in my life.
And Kenny's a 10.
He's a...
I'm in a 15. Oh, I'm in a 20. Oh.
You know what? Which is true. Which we've said before. Y'all know what that means. He's munching on the Putin nanny.
Yeah, he loves to go downtown for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Downtown, everything's brighter than downtown. Munch on my vagina. Downtown, you're going to make me come back.
You found the clit.
Boom, boom.
Exactly. So he's good down there. Later on, he's got Kenny's wearing this macrame choker that I can only imagine just to hide the mics they're having to wear.
So at first I commented on it, and
it's awful.
And I got really upset about it. And then I noticed every other guy
all
was
the
wearing
guy had
one.
Them.
So like, it is for the this mics. Is,
would you get that at Hollister in 2005?
You know what? Some PA found that and said, "Mr. Producer, this is going to be a bit a really cute thing on set." I don't know why they talk.
Did
like
the producer walk out of 1940?
It's true. I like these pooks.
Hello, Mr. Producer. Is this going to work? Can we put this on?
This is going to work. And the
Mr. Producer.
And the producer said, let the kid have this one.
Because he still
baby,
spoke on set.
Apparently Baby Rose
is the producer.
Baby Rose was a producer.
Got let the kid three have ways it. Till Sunday.
This lady hasn't even fucked yet. Boy, in my day, all these bachelors would have fucked me. Even the gay one. He would have fucked me too.
Because I'm that good.
And I got milk for days.
So y'all, there.
And if you're new to our Patreon, by the way, Baby Rose is Larry's dog from season one of
Baby
Before
Rose
the 90 Days.
Larry's dog,
my dog,
that,
Baby
we
Rose.
We did that. That's a couple of seasons ago from Before the 90s, season one with Larry.
I hope
Florida.
That Jenny likes Baby Rose.
Who would ever know, because her face just stays in the same frozen, angry state.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Baby Rose, I hate you.
So they both actually said the physical attraction exceeded emotional. That means they want to fuck.
So that means they're from like a good solid 5 to about a 7.
It's true. And Kelly,
like oatmeal with cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon in it. Maybe some raisins. And Kelly says they just want to hold on to each other and give sweet kisses. And I kind of think that's what I would want to do, too. I don't know if I'd want to jump into sex. And then I thought, wait, if I would want to do that.
Bullshit.
Poodle, what would you want? What would you do?
You wait until the door is shut. Then you probably have dinner. Or you do what I sometimes do on some dates I have. You fuck before dinner, and then you don't have to, you can get it out of your system. Then if you really like it, you go have sex afterwards. That's what I do.
You're a whore. That's what you do. You're a Gigi. You just get it.
I feel to have the biggest soft spot for Gigi, even though she's
you feel seen.
Lightning bolt crazy.
Because you feel seen.
I do feel seen.
That kind of is you when you were in your 20s. You
it
were
kind
of crazy in your 20s.
I would like jump on a fire hydrant.
Well, we are recording. Okay.
Then they start kind of taking a sex shower near the end.
Uh-huh.
And then this interesting song plays that's basically like, I found my
angel.
I found my angel. I found my angel, cause you're my angel. You're my angel. And I Spotify'd that.
Oh yeah.
And that's by it's a 4-piece outfit out of, strangely enough, Guadalajara.
Really?
They love pop music. It's 4 teenage boys,
mm-hmm.
and they go by the name of Lana Del Gay.
Lana Del Gay.
Yes.
Yes, that mm-hmm. makes sense. Which translated into English is angel.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
that makes
sense. Lana Del Gay. She's going to take over the market soon, y'all.
Soon.
They are.
They went to the beach, and they had mic packs on in the water, and it really made me nervous. Well,
you know, I'm always amazed by that.
Those are not waterproof, are they?
They should just take them off. They really should just take them off.
So if he's the best kisser that he ever had, I wonder if he's a trumpet player. Because for y'all out there, have you ever made out with a trumpet player?
No, I have not.
You know what?
They're mostly jerks.
I haven't either, but I've heard they're amazing kissers.
They're mostly jerks, people-wise.
Yep. You know, that's true. I knew they're a couple of jazzers. They're full of themselves. Yep. But y'all, let us know if you had a trumpet player kiss you and go down on you.
How was that lip action? How was that tongue? Double tongue. Anyhow, y'all, I'm good to move on to our next couple. Next
I just want to say one thing, and I actually thought this was sweet.
I think they're a sweet couple.
Kenny said bending down to kiss her is a constant reminder that he needs to stretch.
Oh, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But I'm not going to say they're not sweet. I'm just saying it's like oatmeal.
There's not going to be anything dramatic.
Yeah,
Now, I didn't really have a lot about... So basically, y'all, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the couples, kind of the beginning, and then later when they all get together, we'll talk about
the beach orgy.
Yeah, the beach orgy. Then we'll talk about everybody then. Let's talk about Amber and Barnett. No, I don't have a lot right now.
These two people, first of all, they're annoying as fuck. They would basically, both of them would be labeled biggest flirts of
in
their high school class.
Yeah. Things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be both of them.
Yeah.
As someone pointed out in the Stacey Squad,
I got most talkative.
No shit.
And I also got, this was in middle school when we did it.
It's weird to have middle school superlatives.
We did it for the newspaper. I got most, I got biggest gossip.
Yeah, and no then, shit.
And then five straight guys wrote in biggest fag.
Stop!
They did. Because I'm the and they knew I was the one counting the votes.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh.
You know what? But one of those was a guy named Richard Vertrees, who's the hottest person from my high school.
He wrote biggest fag?
And you know what? He apologized to me later. And he said, I'm so sorry. And then I said, can I suck your dick? And he said, fag. No, I'm kidding. But no, he did apologize to me. And so I thought it was very sweet.
So, y'all, Amber says that she wants a prenup that she says that she wants to have sex every day. That doesn't exist.
Although, I feel like...
I'd ask for it otherwise.
I was
going
to say, I feel like you would ask for that.
Actually, you know what? If I'm married, I'd just rather have sex outside the marriage.
Wow.
I know what I'm getting inside the marriage. I can get it anytime I want.
I don't know if I'd want to have sex every day only because... I like to keep my poop inside my body. It's different when you're gay, y'all.
You don't want to have sex. Sometimes you don't want to have sex every day. Sometimes you just want to jerk off together or like.
Or just hold each other and look in each other's eyes and talk about your love.
Nah. No, I need to get some kind of friction down. I'm done to get the friction on.
Have you ever cried with someone with having sex?
No.
Have you ever had someone cry with you?
Yes, actually.
Is it somebody I know?
It was really uncomfortable.
Is it someone I know?
No. No.
Was it a hookup or someone you were dating?
Someone I was dating.
Oh.
You know what? I think you do know them.
Were you upset by the amount of feelings that came out? Or not upset, but
I was kind of
weird to me.
I was kind of weirded out by it because we'd only been seeing each other for a little bit of time. But it wasn't like a weird emotional cry. It was like, sorry, sometimes this happens.
Wow, I'm a little jealous they're that in touch with their feelings.
I'm just that good. I'm just that good.
I'm glad you made it about you.
That's why they come back. It's like that Monopoly game at McDonald's, y'all. But this time someone actually wins the billions.
You know what? Is that what that new HBO documentary is about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. God.
No, I feel that. Is it that nobody ever wins?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. We're not here to talk about topical things.
Ooh, that's a podcast, though.
I just made it about sex with me, and you want to get off the other subject.
Sorry, you said McDonald's, and I'm just thinking of French fries now.
Anyway, I'm a good lay. Well, so
y'all, they have, speaking of good lays, Amber Barnett are having a picnic on the beach.
Yeah, I'd like to get just walk back a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Our sissy squad pointed out that, and I haven't talked about this yet, mostly because I was letting it roll around in my head like a marble, that I need... I have it named Barnett's nose mole. And I have decided to call it, with much deliberation, Spud.
I like
that. It's kind of just kind of sitting there.
Because it's not, a little one.
It's not that obtrusive, y'all. It's by no means, definitely no Huey, Dewey, or Louie. Mm-hmm. And definitely no Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of sitting there. It's white, kind of unobtrusive. It's like a best friend. Mm. Yeah, they're having a picnic.
Well, that's it. Oh, it doesn't say anything?
It's going to talk later, but thank you for putting me on the spot.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know you brought it up, so I didn't know.
I'm just saying I named it.
Oh, so it's got
feelings. So I can preface it for later.
Okay. That's good. I like it.
Love being like micromanaged on what to do?
I wasn't micromanaged, and I just didn't know. I didn't know.
Anyway, can I talk? Only you're like Jesse and Darcy.
You know what?
Can I go on?
This is annoying, but at the same time, it's better than the conversation between fucking Barnett and Amber.
Same thing. This was the worst small talk.
The worst small talk. That's what.
Yeah, that's got cheese in it, so it's not vegan. Oh, what is vegan again? Is that when they they don't eat food?
Food? It's like
it's like when the no one what's it called when someone eats vegetables?
Well, they don't eat plants.
Well, if you don't eat plants, then what do you eat?
Silence for 5 seconds.
Just hear the waves.
And then Barnett's like, I guess they like photosynthesize.
I guess.
Which is a word a PA told him.
Oh man, it's raining.
You know what that means? 5 seconds of silence.
5 seconds. She's like, what?
They're the worst couple, y'all. I hate her a lot. I don't necessarily hate him because there's nothing really to hate. He's just nothing.
You know, I actually dislike him more than her.
Oh, really?
Because
I don't think there's anything there.
There's nothing there, but also Amber at least has a backbone.
And that's debatable. I'll go head to head with you there.
Well, you've seen more episodes, so maybe. But
yeah.
But the fact of that.
It's fake to me.
Maybe it is fake. That's probably true. But I actually feel like, and we'll talk about this later, but I actually think Barnett and Jessica are the perfect couple for one another. They're both terrible,
neither
shady
of them
people.
Need to be with anyone.
I kind of think they should only be with themselves so they don't get onto anybody good.
Yeah, so you quarantine the most diseased people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
She's awful. I just hate how she, dies laughing at everything he says that's stupid.
Stupid.
I think this is why I don't like her the most. I think everything we're seeing is an act. Because I think she's, and I have seen more episodes than you, she's been very wronged in earlier in life.
She totally is not comfortable.
The whole, abortion story.
She's not comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
She can't be herself. And but I have more empathy for her.
Me too, but she's obnoxious.
But it's more empathy for her rather than with Jessica. I'm like, I just want to throw you in the ocean.
Yeah, and Barnett, I don't even feel like there's that much there. So that's why I can't, when someone doesn't put up enough to fight you.
I think what bothers me about Barnett and Jessica is that Amber is kind of manipulative, but she's not as smart. But they're both, I think Jessica's devious. But we'll see.
Everything
when
is coming
catch up.
From a weird fearful place.
Yeah.
I think it's all coming from that weird, Jessica lives every night like she's the last girl at the bar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's deciding who she's going to get.
Yes. Now that said.
Been there.
Yes. Now that said.
Sidewalk sale.
I'd suck on Barnett's balls all night if he let me. I'd beg him, please.
Oh, he's not. Doesn't have a nice dick. And I think he's such an idiot. Although there is something sexy about him. I'm not going to lie to you.
So you wouldn't have sex with him?
Oh, I would.
Okay,
totally.
Just making sure we're...
I'd fuck every single guy on the show.
It's
just
true.
Just so we're clear.
Just so... Actually...
Except for Carlton.
You know what? I wouldn't fuck him either.
And then I would fuck him.
Somebody just put... Also, they did a meme. He was an assistant on another reality show.
Oh, yeah, I was
going
to talk about it.
But we'll talk about it.
And he was really sassy, and he acted out the gay assistant really well.
Wow. Well, let's jump into
I don't think I could ever play a gay assistant.
Yeah.
Should we go to Damien and Gigi?
I want to audition for gay assistant. Did you know that? For a reality show?
Shocking.
They brought me in for Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian's reality show for their gay assistant.
And they went, too gay.
No, they wanted bitchy gay. And I said, that's not me. I said, but I know this bitch. That's perfect. I gave him your email. I guess they never called. I did.
You could have given me a good recommendation. I could have been famous.
I tried.
Oh, well.
You know, because that reality show went on forever.
It did. Several weeks.
Weeks, yes. That. Yo, let's talk about Poodle Spirit Animal and the guy who fucks like a racehorse, or more kind of like a Clydesdale. Don't you think?
Damien?
Yeah.
He doesn't, no, here's the thing. He doesn't fuck that well. I'm
not saying he's good.
He has a huge dick. Are you hiccuping?
But like a Clydesdale. Damien and Gigi.
Gigi's my spirit
animal. I like that you get offended when I have one hiccup and you burp repeatedly. So
I've never done that.
Clamp your mouth. Gigi, she's exhausted.
She she's waking up in bed. She's got that freshly fucked glow. Y'all, she basically said, I tore his clothes off last night.
She did.
She's got a little gravelly voice.
She did.
And I went, Gigi freaky deaky, y'all.
She.
That's a lot of words. Gigi freaky deaky,
Gigi,
y'all.
Gigi freaky. Really, Gigi is Jake at 22.
She needs a guy to throw her around a little bit. She's not happy unless she's kind of, it's like risky sex. She likes once she wants a guy to choke her.
A little.
Yeah, she kind of wants that.
A little bit of asphyxiation. It was really hot when Damien picks her up out of the bed.
Yeah. But.
Lord lift us up where we belong.
Love, not Lord.
Oh.
It's not a religious song.
Oh, it's not.
It's
I thought that's what Baptists sang in church.
Love lift us up. Not Lord lift us up.
I thought Baptists
Lord
sang,
lift us up where we. Why would you pray to the Lord to lift us up where we belong, where the eagles fly
like
on a mountain
to,
high?
You're going to heaven.
Where the clear winds blow.
The heavens.
That
on
makes
a mountain
no
snow.
Sense.
It's heaven.
But, oh, God, I hate you. That makes no sense. Anyway, so y'all, so basically we saw last time, Gigi's like, I don't want dessert. I'm dessert.
Again.
And so he like throws her on the bed, and you know she's like saying, harder, harder.
Oh, I don't think she did that. I bet she's a moaner. I bet she was like,
maybe.
Fuck me.
Damien. But she wants him to do everything. She needs him to have it in her, in his head, what he wants
and
to
Damien
do.
And Damien was just like,
Damien's a simple man.
He is a simple man.
It's not
man.
That he's dumb. He's just a simple guy.
Yes, and if she is fine with that, she will have a wonderful life with him.
That's going to happen.
I don't either. That's why I was being a little facetious with that.
There's a great song that happens when we're transitioning because she wants to get massages.
Yes.
And the thing is, y'all, never get good to go to massage school or have someone massage you like your partner.
I had a problem
with
this.
It's never going to be good.
Y'all, come at us if you think couples massages are stupid.
Y'all. Couples massages are foreplay.
They're just taking your money so they don't have to rub you down good.
There is nothing therapeutic about a couples massage.
It is not helpful.
It is foreplay.
I want, when I get a massage, I want a woman named Jan.
With her knee in my back.
Or a man named Tristan just like walking all over me.
And y'all, here's the thing. I'm fine with like kind of like getting freaky deaky like for foreplay reasons.
Uh-huh.
It's not a massage, though. You're rubbing their back so they can turn you over and start making out with you.
Yeah, Poodle and I have pain. We need someone to like work
pain,
our muscles.
Effie.
I got pain, Effie.
So there's a great song we're transitioning to that's like,
Only one who's standing there is you. Only one who's standing there is you.
And that is by...
I didn't pay attention to the music as much as...
Oh, I did. And that's by a little-known singer, female singer-songwriter from Flagstaff, Arizona, named... Valtrex.
Valtrex. Valtrex.
V-A-L, like Valerie, short for Val. Uh-huh. Valtrex. T-R-E-K-S, because she's always on the road.
Always on the go. Mm-hmm.
Valtrex. Valtrex. She's always on the move, y'all.
She's always on the move, y'all.
No breakouts there,
no
though.
No breakouts there at all. Anyway, screw couple massages. Now, let's talk about, again, the difference of a stupid conversation of Barnett and what's her Huber compared to like Cameron and Lauren, who are a little barfy in love.
I love them though.
But they actually have like meaningful conversations.
And it's stuff that they're making progress.
Yes.
Yeah. And along their way.
When Cameron said it's like waking up from a dream to a dream.
Oh God.
I love him, y'all.
I dreamed a dream when time's gone by.
That's a sad song. No one realizes. What's the last thing of that?
Now life has killed the dream. I dreamed.
Y'all, if you saw Susan Boyle do that on America's Got Talent and you stood up and screamed and cried, know she was singing a song about being a whore and getting bored out.
Like, she didn't have a vagina left.
She didn't.
That's what the whole song was about. Like, it's just a big gaping hole.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Anyway. Okay.
There are still some crab claws left from the last person who was in there.
You know what? My brother, when he used to, like, fight with me, that's what I would say. As a little kid, I'd say, don't touch me. Leave me alone. And my brother's like, what are you doing? Sometimes I would just do such gay stuff, he wouldn't know what to do.
Y'all, I wish there was a cam on me right now. My face is just
like... Just go in
like...
your bedroom.
And we can hook it up.
Poodle's screen name on Chatterbait is YAYAYARAAAAA capital W. Yeah. Roar. You can find him on Chatterbait.
And the camera is on my ceiling fan, so it's a consistent chandelier screen.
Chandelier. Anyway, y'all.
I think he's so handsome.
He says,
I love your bonnet to her when they're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my beret. It takes a lot for a white man to say that to a black girl, to, I love your, like, hair wrap.
Well, he better get used to it.
I know. I just love it. It's just, I'd also like to say my first problem I've had with him, and that's saying something,
mm-hmm.
he is consistently touching her, like the small of her back.
He can't, like, not stop touching
and
her.
And maybe that's just something he does. For me, it's a little triggering, and I know for some women it's kind of like he's shoving you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just him wanting to touch her.
Yeah,
I don't
that's what
feel
I think it is
like,
too.
Yeah, he's that kind of a guy, but it would be triggering for me.
He is not that type of guy. Like, because he said, I'm not going to talk about if we had sex or not.
Right.
And then I love, this is why they balance each other. And Lauren's like, we did it. We did it real good, y'all.
She's like, there was a lot of Netflix and chilling, if you know what I mean.
Lot of chilling.
I mean, he was like, go. I mean, we were watching some, like, Skinamax shit up in there.
Someone fell on Cheer, and I didn't even notice, because I was getting it from behind.
And here's the thing. If you haven't watched The Usual Suspects, I don't even know what happened. Someone told me it was Kaiser Sose, it was Kevin Spacey. I don't even know.
Who knew?
Because I was getting a fucked.
Exactly. They go on a cute walk.
She missed the end of The Usual Suspects.
They go on a walk. Cameron wants to make sure their lives are taken care of.
Oh.
That is sexy
I'm
to
telling
me.
Y'all.
When you're 40s and a man says he wants to, like, make sure y'all have a good 401k.
I would follow Cameron everywhere.
I mean, that is sexy talk. Y'all, If we're on a date and you mention the word Roth IRA, goosh. Okay, I'm at that age.
Or refinance my house.
Ooh. Are you telling me that you have like great dependent health insurance? I'm in. Oh. What if you didn't have to pay your own health insurance?
Or even better, my favorite magic words, double indemnity life insurance.
Yeah. That is Poodle's favorite word. Oh, he is sexy. They talk a little bit about their
accidental
wedding.
Accidental death.
They do accidental death. And they talk about meeting the parents.
I agree. And she talks about that she's kind of worried about her dad, what he's going to think, because she knows her dad wants her to date inside her race.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about how she keeps talking about this, and I think he picks it up from her. She's like, it's like the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing. She even says, without the shooting, let's even go before that, if you know the movie of Bonnie and Clyde, or just the reality. They were criminals.
They were criminals.
And he was super almost abusive to her at the same time. She was not old, y'all. Like Bonnie,
she was younger.
Yeah. Bonnie Parker was basically taken by Clyde Barrow and when she was like a teenager. So let's stop saying all comparisons
let's
to
not
Bonnie
romanticize
and Clyde.
Things that are not.
It did not turn out well, and it never really was good.
No.
So they robbed people, yes. Yeah. There was not really any success. Yes, they probably fucked like two rabbits. And so maybe Barnett and Amber could say they would be going to
They are Bonnie and Clyde.
They're Bonnie and Clyde, but who cares?
They would totally rob banks.
They would.
Anyway, they talk about kids, and
he says that thing at the end where he's like, you know, I'm aware that our kids would be considered black. So, and I will say, this is it's not that I'm like bowled over by a white person realizing this. This is someone who's from Maine, y'all, who has met this woman how many days ago? And he's
2 weeks
about
ago.
Kids.
What a lovely day for a clam bake. He is white. From Maine.
That was a real nice clam bake. Clam bake, y'all, just FYI, clam bake is another name for vagina.
It maybe.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, I don't think. You know what? Let's talk about another couple who's going to make it. Oh, wait, we don't have another one. So let's talk about Jessica and Mark. Jessica and Mark.
Mark is kind of my heart because he's such a clueless moron.
You know what? That's perfect.
He doesn't get it.
I was going to ask you, is he dumb? And he's not dumb. He's clueless.
He's clueless.
Naive. He's young. He's 20. This is a problem. 24. Year of the whore.
He is.
I got it done.
He is reading everything. He doesn't know how to discern the signals behind the signals that she's giving him.
Because when he said, I'm shocked how comfortable, he said, I mean, we're honestly the same person.
You're Clint. Not.
You're not.
You don't touch
all.
Your hair about every 5 seconds. And God damn, it bothers me. Every time she fucking is doing, she's touching her fucking hair.
It's just the way she says, you don't snore and you don't sweat. Those are my pet peeves.
I said that she gave him an evaluation.
She did.
The next morning where it's just like, you don't sweat. You don't snore. You could be. I think I could be in the cuddle zone.
I'm getting used to the flesh, and I'm getting used to that.
I'm telling you,
she's gonna delay sex, y'all,
forever,
for as long as she can.
Because she has huge intimacy issues,
and
huge.
She only wants to fuck boys.
She does.
And guess who's the biggest fuck boy on the show?
Barnett.
And that's what she was drawn towards.
And you know what? It really goes down to
take an expert, y'all.
I bet she feels like shit about herself.
She
so
does.
So for someone like Mike to actually be present and want to be with
Mark,
her.
You cannot call him.
I even wrote it down right this time. It's Mike in my head. It's too late.
He doesn't even look like a Mike to me.
He doesn't at all. Anyway.
I just drink my drink, y'all.
He just drinks. But she's never going to be able to take what Mark can give her.
No.
She cannot accept that at all.
Because I am 34, and you're 24.
And it's so the way, if you know.
My voice is kind of perfect for her right now.
It's true. The way she describes everything, she never says, Mark, this is what I want from you.
No.
She always says, like, in a relationship, I'm looking for a guy. Like, she's talking about as if she's still looking
at... filling out a profile.
But as she's still looking at other guys.
Yep.
Like, she does give Tania a run for her money.
And the thing is, she would ride Barnett like a fucking pommel horse.
Oh.
In a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing with this whole, like, enemy.
She would fuck him,
like,
and then act,
like,
weird.
She would. And, like, she's worried about, like, she's like, the intimacy thing.
Yeah.
With her baby voice. So he's like, he also needs to not shave his chest because I think he's so cute. He just needs to let that grow.
Okay.
Like Cameron, y'all. Even though Cameron shaves his happy trail, which is weird.
Yeah, it's a little
like
weird.
Like, his pecs are fine.
It's fine. It's a lot.
So they go to the beach,
y'all. To the beach to have lunch.
Mark tells a riveting story of when he was at the ocean and the wave caught him and he thought he was going to die. I'm sorry. I didn't want to wake you up, Rhino.
Oh, sorry. I was sleeping. It was boring.
And he says, and then I realized if I could survive a small wave hitting me, I could survive everything. And Jessica's like, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's the type of guy I need. A guy who's willing to, like.
Again, talking about some fantasy guy out there. And the thing is,
and
too,
he's like, you're all I've ever wanted.
I want to say one thing for people out there. Confrontation is not a bad word.
No.
To be confrontational with someone, and this isn't even in an aggressive way. Confrontation sometimes is this idea of just standing up for yourself and confronting the situation. And she doesn't do that at all.
To be realistic, yeah.
Yeah, to be realistic.
Yeah. She also says, you know what I'm really worried about?
Already worried about his parents.
I'm worried about your mom. Like, that's way down the road.
Way down
the
road.
Actually, with this process, it's like tomorrow.
the thing that surprised me that I was like, oh, that was a little like, well, this is new information, is that, did you know she's 34? I was like, what?
Please. Y'all, the number 34 may have been said at least 56 times.
She's
in the last four episodes.
Wretched person.
I will say one more thing that Mark says, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He's like, no, you don't get it. My mom loves whoever I'm in love with. That's a lie.
Oh, Mark.
You know, it's...
Maybe he's just controlled by all women.
You don't know who your mom is if you think she's going to love your woman.
Yeah.
I grew up with a woman in my life, my mother, who tried her best to love every girl her son brought home. Not me, my brother.
Mm.
The most she can do right now is passive indifference.
That's about right.
She loves my current sister-in-law, but she hates her too. At the same time, it's never going to work that way.
It's a blessing that you're gay.
Yeah, I know.
If you ever brought home a girl,
yep.
Especially because you're her favorite.
Oh, she'd hate everybody.
She would destroy her.
Oh, yeah, she would. Mother Poodle is not one to mince words about how she likes her son's girlfriends.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I like that thing.
Anyway, that's all I got about those two.
All right, let's talk about the shit show.
Oh.
You know what?
Dramatic.
I liked her. I think she's a good person. Man, I feel sorry for Diamond. She just got fucked.
Me too. And I kind of want to talk to you about this, about what you think when someone should say, yeah, I've fucked around with other genders. Or should it be put that way even? Because this is something to talk about, you know. So they basically imploded in the last episode.
Yeah, they basically imploded. And a lot of it just boils down to one thing, is that Carlton didn't listen to her at all.
No.
He completely talked over her and anything. He was way defensive. Everything is said. And it goes back to...
And y'all, don't get us wrong. He's the villain here.
Oh.
Completely.
I think Carlton...
She was reasonable.
I actually like Jessica more than I like Carlton.
Wow.
I think Carlton's a piece of shit. damaged person that needs to get away from people.
I think he's a reality TV fuckboy.
And I think he's also a huge narcissist.
Yeah. He was on, we said this before, he was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta as a bitchy, we're not saying he was gay, but he was really picking up some of what we could call gay mannerisms.
He played an assistant to a housewife. You're fucking gay. I'm sorry. You're fucking gay. And Carlton, if you're listening to this,
he got really sassy with her.
Be a nicer person. Oh, he's not, because he doesn't pay for a Patreon. But anyway, fuck him.
So anyway,
but
the next day, he's like, hola. Like
yeah, the way
everything's
like,
fine.
Everything's fine.
So they're kind of like fighting, and she's like, yeah, you just made me feel like blah, blah, blah. She's like, I mean, be bisexual. As soon as she said that word, the B word, he lost it.
That's where he's like, what? I'm living my truth. Y'all, surprise. I want everybody to live your truth. Living your truth does not give you license or mean that you fuck over other people and treat them like shit.
Yeah, and here's
that's not living your truth. That's living your fucking lie, ironically.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I feel like something is like your sexuality to describe that. He may not think that's part of his sexuality. He may only see that as part of his past, which is, I think, the big deal. He may see him dating guys as something he's done, not who he is, which is kind of the issue here. And just like when he says, oh, I go with hearts, he's still, even if you think that, just for like sexual health reasons, you should say things like that.
Well, and also, he totally lied when she said, why didn't you tell me sooner? And he said, any girl I've ever dated has never had a problem with it.
That was the worst gaslighting ever.
I'm like, that's a 100% lie.
Basically, he was making her feel crazy.
Yes. And
that's the definition of gaslighting.
Diamond was not crazy at all. And she was talking to him like really calm.
It's like, you're the only girl who's ever had a problem.
I think that it's hard to answer your initial question of when he should have told her, because it goes back, and I said this before.
This process is weird too.
Because it's the intention that he has with it, that he's so shameful about it, he's so fucked up about it. So in a normal context, I actually feel like it's like sexuality shouldn't be a big deal to people. But it still is in this construct. It still is in this day and age. And meaning, like, if I was dating a guy, I don't know if I would need to know, like, the first date. But I would want to probably know within, like, maybe the first month of starting to date somebody, that they tell me a little bit, especially if we're going to have sex.
If you've been with girls.
Tell me just, like, what you're attracted to. Yeah, and I think that's just...
But this show is sped up.
Yes. Yeah. So meaning like second meeting,
it should have been.
This is what we talk about. Maybe you get to know somebody, you have a second meeting, you said, hey, I really like that conversation, blah, whatever. I should let you know. But again, she was dead on the mark. It wasn't about his, I just want to clarify. She wasn't upset about his sexuality. She was upset about the way he told it to her and the lie.
And I feel like, and this may be a generalization, I feel like him going on this show is just a complete tactic to normalize himself, to make himself feel normal. And part of that is not telling her about that, because he doesn't think it's important.
I don't know.
In a way.
I think, to be honest, I think that's a little bit of a too empathetic, like a too kind of...
Okay.
No.
I'll take it.
I think he's that big of a narcissist. Mm. I don't think he even thinks like normalizing. I think of more of he feels like, not about him, but going on this show and me getting a woman, well, not in a normalized... I'm saying the same thing, but the way he probably thinks of it is, I'm going to show them.
I'm more sympathetic to him than you are.
I'm going to show them... how good I am.
Now, I will say, as soon as she kind of turns on him, he loses his mind, which you kind of see.
It's scary how aggressive he gets.
He called her a bitch.
Yeah. And once he said that, she was off.
And then he said, this is why I don't deal with bitches like you. And I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but I kind of liked him. She's like, tell him to go slide on some dick.
And he basically said she was ignorant and stereotypical, which really bothered me, because these are the words that LGBT folks use for other people.
Yes.
And the fact that he wants to claim that kind of terminology without even saying he's queer, or he won't even do that. Oh, it really, really got to me.
And the fact that he said this to a black woman.
Oh, yes. Who, it's awful.
Who, she, y'all, I mean, Jet Poodle and I have said this before. We don't mean this in a political way. You just mean like a real way. Black women are going to save
the
world.
They're going to save us.
They're going to save the world. And they're, because they have to be such empathetic people and deal with so much shit. And so the fact that he...
And they're stronger than all of us.
And the way she approached him was so supportive and kind. I mean...
Yeah. Because a lot of black women, just to get to pass you guys and to get along in the society, have to support people in the way that's supportive and
they
kind
do.
First. Yeah.
He needs to read The Velvet Rage or some shit.
That'll never happen.
He won't
he's
ever.
He's never going to admit to it. The last thing I'm going to talk about is... So, they're done.
God,
she cries. There's a great song that plays near the end of this song. Not that one, unfortunately, but
no,
that
I did
play.
This one I did notice.
This is, "Your bad love is trouble. Your bad love is trouble."
Oh, I had a different song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but who's... Bad
this
Love
one was
is Trouble.
Bad Love is Trouble. The song is called Bad Love. I did a little bit of Spotify. it's by a band called EKG.
Oh, okay.
Which they're from Africa, mm-hmm. and they're big supporters of giraffes.
Ah.
And they hate elephants.
Oh.
And they're so, you know, it's so their thing is elephants kill giraffes. EKG.
Oh.
So they hate, they hate elephants, y'all.
Okay.
Because someone has to.
Someone has to.
Someone has to. So they support the murder of all elephants.
Good for them.
They like, so it's like, "Your love is bad for me."
Bam, bam.
Anyway.
I noticed at the end of kind of their thing, there was this song of, "If it's hurt's gonna rain down on me, hurt's gonna rain down."
That was the beginning of the scene.
Yes. And then it said, "Amen,
yes.
So it be." And a lot of people don't know, this is the Gospel Choir of Saskatchewan, which has four members. So,
also known as the Ruddy Rollers.
The Ruddy Rollers, yes. Directed by the Reverend Marissa Tomei. A lot of people don't know that she does this.
Church of Light.
Church of Light. And yeah, and this song is called, you would think it's called "Amen, So It Be, but it's actually called
Brahms Lullaby.
Exactly. But it's spelled Brahms like the ice cream store. Braum apostrophe S. Because they,
which is local to Oklahoma and Texas only. It's a weird choice for Saskatchewan.
Kansas. I think they probably drove through I-35 and they realized Brahms has the best hot fudge shake.
It's true.
Anyway,
that's all I've got of those.
Diamond,
two.
I don't think you listen to our show.
She's not going to come out of this well. She's
but Diamond,
gonna be really hurt
if
by it.
You do, call us, hang out. I just want to have some gay people that are just nice to you.
Yeah, and we need to talk to you. We need to talk to you about how you shouldn't have problems with the LGBT community after this, because
he's not a representation
no.
of us. I just, if you are okay to consent, I would hug you.
Come
on,
her name is Diamond Jack.
You are a beautiful, beautiful queen, and you should
she
be
is.
Celebrated. And fuck him.
Agreed.
Put me, got me on.
Now we move on to the orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise known as when everyone drinks and recognizes everybody that they went to the pods with.
Okay, so Vanessa Lachey comes. Oh, wait, that doesn't
in
matter.
In her hologram.
So they get to meet everybody. Like, the first off, Jessica's like, "Binance here."
And she's flipping the fuck out, y'all.
She's trying not to flip the fuck out.
Right.
It's like, you know who does this actually is Poodle. If we're in a public setting and he knows he's being watched. But if he sees a really hot guy, it's like when some of our shows sometimes when the shirtless bartender would come out of our theater shows and Poodle didn't know he was coming out, mm-hmm. Jake's eyes just kind of go spindly, kind of like when Rudolph, when they get hit on the head on woo, they just kind of spin around and he doesn't know what to do.
Rudolph the like claymation series. Yes. Yeah.
That's exactly what Jessica was doing. She was like,
or the abominable snowman's eyes do the same thing.
Yeah, do the same thing.
Bumble.
Yeah. Anyway, and Barnett is sitting there drinking from his cup, and the look on his face is just like, fuck, don't look at their boobs. Don't look at the boobs. Don't look at their boobs.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I want to say one more thing about what Vanessa Lachey told them. So, will you say I do, or will you walk away forever? This is the only two options.
That's all they're going
to
get.
So you have to get married, or you have to never see them again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Just making clear.
Just making clear.
And then they start drinking tequila. And so Amber sees... What is this?
I mean, not a lot happens. There's a little bit.
Yeah. Damien talks about Amber. She's a lot, and she is.
She's a lot. Kenny is like, Gigi. I mean, everybody's pretty cool. Like Kenny says Gigi is gorgeous.
Damien asks who fucked.
Damien asks who fucked. They talk a little bit about that.
Obviously, Mark and Barnett fucked. Or sorry.
Boy, that was wishful thinking.
Now that would be my...
That would be...
Boy, Barnett and Amber fucked. Because she would have like come out of like Species the movie.
Yeah, you know who the winner of this whole group orgy thing was Lauren, because she was calling everybody on their
shit.
She was like, so Mark is smaller.
Yeah,
like she thought he was taller.
She had a couple of glasses of wine.
And Barnett, she fucking drug him. Was like
he's exactly how he was.
He's just some frat boy.
She's like, if you knew how many large glasses of wine were consumed. That was so over this good. Guy. So Jessica basically says, Brandon is such an attractive guy. And they meet, and I would love to do a Love is Blind theater for this moment.
Sure.
So this is Jessica coming up to
Barnett. Okay.
Finally.
Oh, wait. Okay.
How are you?
Don't look at your tits. Hey.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Hey.
Oh, it's been so long.
I know.
You okay?
It's just so crazy, you know? It's just crazy.
And like... you're funny. You're so funny.
What did I say?
I just laugh because it's what I feel like I should do around you.
Okay. I mean...
So we have such a strong attraction. But I mean, I love you as a person, and I wish all the best for you.
Yeah. Okay. It was just...
I mean, Amber's great.
It was just so, so late last night. I'm tired, you know?
And I mean, I think we could be best buds now.
Can I touch your tit?
I'm drunk.
Let's
and scene. Y'all, it's not going to work out well.
She was like, there's nothing I don't like about you. Nothing.
Isn't it awful?
I mean, she literally did everything but just begged to sit on his face.
Mark is like just watching it.
But he finally goes up and kisses her on the cheek like a dog pissing on their property.
I respect that. I would do it.
Oh, I would too. I tell that. Y'all, I'm fully aware that my partner is way hotter than me, and I always put my arm around him so people know, don't come in my house.
Really? You seem like you're so, you know what? I think you do that.
I trust him. I don't trust other people.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know you had this in you.
Don't come in my house. Y'all think, I'm one of those, you think I'm sweet until you're out of the picture. You don't know.
Anyway.
That's Bonnie Mars, Rule of Life. Keep them closer.
That's all I have about these fucking people.
That's all I have to.
Go through the couples. Yeah, we're going to do a temperature meter.
We're going to do a temperature meter. And well, let's do straight people be crazy first.
Oh.
And then let's do a temperature meeting. We should also say too, y'all, I think we kind of talked about this. We took a little bit of a break in between just to figure out some stuff. But for sure, this live show is going to go up on Crowdcast. So
Crowdcast. Not Discord. They're dead to us.
This is directly linked through your Patreon. So I will be sending out an email link to people on Wednesday. It's going to be easy. It'll be like a post that you'll see saying this will go live
on
Friday.
Link,
and you
fine.
Just click on the link, and there you go. All right. So straight people be crazy. You know what? I already have mine. Do you have yours?
You go first. I'll go.
You know what? straight people be crazy. And this doesn't really have anything to do with the show, but I'm just in this space tonight. The people who made Discord are fucking crazy. Fuck them.
They're very straight.
They're very straight. There are no gay people there, I'm sure. Fuck Discord.
That's true. I'd like to say that if there were six gay couples in Cancun, doesn't matter how mismatched they were, if there were like condoms in a bucket, or even if there weren't, everybody would have gotten fucking busy that night. I wanna reach you.
In the circle, jerk me broken by,
you know what?
By
they would have like fucked each other. Like it would be, it would have been like a 12 group sex orgy.
There's another rusty trombone in the sky, Lord. In
so it's like, is that an open dick? Jump on it.
Sky high.
So y'all, in other words, if there were six gay couples, they all would have fucked each other.
All of them. All of them.
So that's my straight people be crazy.
Okay, let's take a temperature check. This is Poodle's idea, and you know what, y'all? I liked it.
Thank you for saying what whose idea it was.
Oh, I liked it. Okay, so even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
No, I like you throwing it out there just to see if people like it or don't.
Oh, no. Again, your mother ruined you
she
from
did.
Compliments.
Ruined me.
I actually think this is a great idea, and that's why. And y'all, if y'all don't like it, shut up. Well, I like it. All right. Let's talk about temperature. Kelly and Kenny, where are they temperature-wise?
They're around like a spring day that's like not really sunny. It's not really it's not really hot. It's like overcast, but like you don't wear underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they are I feel like they are like a fried egg on a hot porch just simmering underneath.
Really?
Ready to just burst open with
I feel like they're so not
yolky goodness.
I feel like they're telling themselves they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this. Okay. What about Amber and Barnett?
They're hot for each other, but they're really just like as basic as like two people shopping at like the rack at Nordstrom.
You know what? Before you even said that, I thought they're kind of like a hot summer day, but when you go inside with a Coke Icy into Kohl's.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm with you on that one. Agreed.
They're basic.
Gigi and Damien, temperature check.
You know, they're hot because I don't know if she's going to pull a basic instinct and pull out an ice pick and stab him.
You never know.
And y'all, for me, that's freaky deaky shit, and it might happen. That's like 120 degrees for me. They are raging hot.
I agree. They're like a hot summer day when you're sitting on meadow bleachers at a baseball game and you're sitting in right field and someone who's left-handed's up the bat because you know that foul ball might hit you.
Yep.
Wow, I just used a sports analogy.
I know, I'm kind of grossed out
by it. What happened? Cameron and Lorne.
They are like a good, comfortable 83-degree day. It's hot enough with the sun on your shoulders.
Sea breeze. That's what I think. Sea breeze.
Cameron starts massaging my shoulders, and then he kisses my neck.
Okay, moving on. This is Lauren. This is Lauren.
Where are we?
Jesus.
Where are we?
Cover. Put a pillow
his,
over
like,
your
sweet, like oh, soft geez. Voice, just, and his chest hairs
gotta
on my
let
back.
Let him get him out. Let it just get it out.
And then slowly, he just puts his dick on the back, my back.
Can you put a pillow over your crotch, please?
Done. Where were we?
Jesus.
Okay.
Jessica and Mark.
You know that feeling of when you were a kid, you were like 7 years old, and there was the. And you were a boy, and this bitchy girl said, I want you to be my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go, I would rather stick my dick in a razor blade.
Yes.
That's where they are.
It's not really a temperature.
Yeah, I meant that it was 30 degrees outside when it happened.
Oh, that's perfect. That's all I need. I agree. You know what? I agree.
Inhospitable for life.
Yeah. Alaska tundra before global warming. Yep. So like really frozen underneath.
Agreed. What about Diamond and Carlton? Nuclear winter.
Just dead.
Just y'all, the explosion happened, and it's like that movie Snowpiercer. We entered a new ice age.
New ice age. Just dead.
And it's just like dead. The music's like, "You give me a bad love" is the only song left.
You know what? They're going to make a movie called Diamond Gets Her Groove Back. I believe
they should.
Diamond, I'm sending prayer warriors up for you on that.
I love her.
I love her too. Y'all, that's our show.
This was a long one for this episode.
We normally do Patreon props, but we don't do it for these.
Not by these.
So if you want a Patreon prop, listen to our regular scheduled Before the 90 Days Patreon episodes.
And y'all, we'll see you next time.
All right. But, oh, wait. We almost forgot to say, we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you go to Cancun, forget your condoms and have to raw dog someone you've just met 6 days ago.
Call us.